What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick-cut, tastes-like-a-touchdown-in-your-mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick-cut, hand-trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
I hope you had a fabulous weekend. We did. We're ready to go. Fired up on this Monday. Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show. Yes, Fritzy is here. Just letting you know. Forewarning you, public service announcement, Seton, Marvin, Paulie, yours truly. Dan's Deals, last day. This is it. It's been a great success. Once again, I want to thank you. You were able to pick up some great products, and you're getting 50 to 60% off. So you get a chance to get it, and this is the last day that these items can be shipped out and arrive in time for Mother's Day. A couple of items that you want to maybe take a second look at if you haven't, and it's the Tucci luggage. We took this to Minneapolis when we went up there for St. Patty's Day. Durable, lightweight, flexible, perfect carry-on you can take on summer travels, and beautiful luggage. Also, the Teo clean facial cleansing brush. Your wife will love this, okay? You're getting it for 50% off. It's featured on Good Morning America, the Today Show. So you want to get the gifts. Last time that you can do this, and make sure we get it out in time for Mother's Day. But thank you for everybody who's taken advantage of this. And the third year we've been able to do this. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. And this first hour brought to you by TireRack.com. It's the way tire buying should be, the official tire expert of the Dan Patrick Show. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Try the tire decision guide, full lineup of Goodyear tires, special offers. Ask about mobile tire installation, TireRack.com. Play of the day, poll question, stat of the day. Phone calls is always, every Monday, best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you liked, you didn't like. Good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app. That's the streaming service, and nearly 400, over 400 cities in America carrying this program, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio as well. Tonight, Celtics at the Heat, Thunder at the Pelicans, Lakers at the Nuggets. Timberwolves said goodbye to the Suns, and now you start to look at some of these teams that are on the ropes, the Lakers on the ropes, the 76ers, the Bucks, the Pelicans, and what's next? Because this is usually what happens. When you lose, you get eliminated. Now we assess your team as we move forward. We did this with the Warriors, and we're going to do that with the Phoenix Suns today. Cavs Magic tied at 2 apiece. Celtics up 2-1 on the Heat. Clips Mavs, that's tied at 2 games apiece. And draft day is over. If you're going to hand out draft day grades, we love to do this. Day after, a couple of days after. Oh, what grade would you give the Falcons? Well, I'd give an incomplete right now, because if I'm basing this off what's going to happen in 3 years, I can't give you a grade. Now, I can look at the strategy. I can grade the strategy of the Falcons. I can grade the strategy of the Lions last year. Remember, they took a running back. Everybody said too high. They took a middle linebacker, and they got a tight end out of Iowa, one of the worst offenses in NCAA history. They all worked down. So when you grade, I can grade the Bears. I can give you an A. Or Washington, I like what the Commanders did. But it's also, where are you going to be in 2 or 3 years? Because the strategy of drafting somebody now, and maybe it's not the right person now, maybe they'll be the right person. Like, would I have drafted Drake May if I was the Patriots? No, I wouldn't. Just because I wouldn't do that to another rookie quarterback. The strategy behind that, that felt like, because I was told the Giants were interested in going up. There were two teams, at least two teams, interested in going up and knocking on the door with the Patriots, because everybody knew Caleb Williams would go one, Jaden Daniels two, and were the Patriots open for business? The Giants were interested. The Giants weren't interested in J.J. McCarthy, as I told you last week. I thought that was his smokescreen. And look, he found the right place. You're going to Minnesota. I do think that they gave up a little bit more than I thought to go get him. Bo Nix falls to Sean Payton. Let me see if he can sprinkle some of that Drew Brees magic on him and make him a franchise quarterback. But when you start to look at what's the grade I'm going to give you now, love what the Bears did. Now, in 3 years from now, we might be like, what were they doing? Why did they take that guy? I mean, I liked Justin Fields when they took him. It just, they didn't surround him with any talent. So I could give them a good grade on getting Justin Fields. I could give the franchise a bad grade on what they did surrounding him. The same with the Patriots. Drake may be a franchise quarterback. He better be. But are the Patriots going to surround him? That's really the key for success. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. We will hear from Joel Embiid, Kevin Durant, and LeBron James coming up. By the way, the point spreads for tonight's games, entertainment purposes only. The Celtics are favored by 10.5 against Miami. Oklahoma City favored by 5 against the Pelicans. And the Lakers are getting 7.5 against the Nuggets. Here's LeBron talking about the big win over the weekend.
The only opportunity for us is just to play the next game, and we've given ourselves another life. We give ourselves another lifeline, and it's a one-game series for us. You know, so, Monday's game, I believe it's Monday? Yeah, Monday's game is the most important game of the season for us, and we understand that, and we know that. So, what's at stake? You know, if you lose, you're done. If you win, you keep going.
Okay. Yeah, they got a lifeline. They got the win. I'm surprised that Denver is favored by 7.5 because I would have thought, and Jamal Murray is not 100%, but I would have thought, okay, got a little momentum here. D'Angelo Russell playing well. AD going toe-to-toe with Joker. Can LeBron be LeBron? Can they win another game? Sure. I didn't think they were going to win the series, but I didn't think they were going to be swept. Although it looked like they were going to be swept. Yes, Marvin.
I texted you guys in our group chat. The Lakers were up by 10, and I was like, the Nuggets are winning this by 5.
Speaking of text messages over the weekend.
Oh, boy.
Random text messages. Fritzy sends me a text message. Cavs magic. And then he's telling me what's going on. And I go, no, we're not doing that.
I do understand it was Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock and about 75 degrees and sunny where you may be not watching.
I was like, nope, I don't. Todd, no.
All the more reason to give you guys an update on the 41-12 run that the Magic went on.
I needed a breather. There was a lot going on this past weekend. And I don't even know if I gave you the assignment to watch the Cavs and the Magic.
You did not.
Okay. Somebody had to watch it. And thank you, Tom.
I took it upon myself.
Yes, thank you.
We could speak intelligently at length about that particular series.
All right. Seton, what's poll question today? And then we'll get into Anthony Edwards saying goodbye to the Phoenix Suns and who's going to be with the Phoenix Suns next. They are a mess right now. They were all in, spent a lot of money, and basically can't trade anybody. You're going to have three guys making at least $50 million for the Suns. Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, Bradley Beal. And you're in a really, really competitive conference there where you're getting older and everybody else is still younger. All right, Seton, what's poll question today?
Well, I know you said we're going to get into that later, but we could start right there.
Sure,
if you want.
Okay.
The team is in worse shape going forward. The Suns, the Warriors, I would throw in the Sixers in there too.
Yeah.
I don't think the Sixers are in great shape. We could also put the Lakers in there.
Yeah.
They're not getting any younger.
No, they're not.
Suns, Warriors, Sixers, Lakers.
Well, let me start with the Suns because they just got eliminated. They got swept. So Devin Booker's Supermax contract kicks in next season. He's due $49 million. Durant, third year of a four-year deal, $49 million. Bradley Beal, five-year, $50 million. So that's $150 million right there with those three. And luxury tax issues and all of that gobbledygook. Plus, you start to look at, you know, what's going on in the West. Oklahoma City and Minnesota and Denver, they're still going to be really good. Dallas still has Luka and Kyrie. Clippers, without Kawhi, they're really good. Pelicans, okay, it's a learning process. The Kings are still really good. Memphis is going to get Ja Morant back next year. Imagine if San Antonio added a couple of pieces there with Victor Wembanyama. So if you're the Phoenix Suns and you got eliminated, you got swept, and all of a sudden, what can you do? Well, the person that you might have to trade is Devin Booker. But with a no trade, you're going to have to ask him, hey, do you want to relocate? So we got to get rid of our best player to get better, because who's going to take Durant? Now, could Durant be that third guy on a younger team? Could he help? Now, I don't know if he wants to do this, but like Bradley Beal, I never understood it. Bradley Beal was one of those guys you'd see in a Wizards uniform, and you go, oh, okay, getting 25 a night. Well, he seemed fine getting 25 a night. And, you know, nobody bothers you. Nobody cares. ESPN's not doing a feature on you. But, Bradley Beal. Now, all of a sudden, you play with the Suns, and people are going, well, let me see what you got. Yeah, these games are on TV. People care about this. And then you're watching, and you're going, this isn't good. And then Kevin Durant, Frank Vogel's, he just got there. I think he's got a 5 or 6 year deal. And then Durant said he didn't like how he was used this year. I get, huh? So you start with the Suns. That's a mess. And here is Devin Booker talking about what happened.
Once you got to the finals, it was that's all you wanted to do was get back to the finals and compete for a championship. So how has these years since been frustrating, where you go through a season, get back to that place you want to get back to?
Well, I want to win it. You know, I don't want to get back. And, you know, it's a tough league. At the end of all this, you know, there's going to be one winner. And everybody that doesn't win is going to go into somewhat of a panic mode and feel like they have to make changes and do this and do that. But, you know, I think over time, you know, experience is, you know, the best teacher. So, you know, the more that you can spend time together and, you know, feel this hurt together and go through it together, you know, the better off you are in the future.
All right. I don't know if every team goes into a panic mode, but if I'm the Phoenix Suns and you're going to have the highest salary cap, I think that I would go into a panic mode. And he got a new owner. He thought, all right, we're going to bring these players. We got Durant. He said we got the best team in the NBA. He said, well, we got to see it play out. Well, we did. And Anthony Edwards is here, man. He is him. That guy, he might be playing in Minnesota, maybe not the hotbed of basketball and the focal point and getting nationally televised games, but he is must-see TV. And Ant-Man is not afraid of anybody here. Here is Kevin Durant talking about one of the futures of the NBA.
I'm so impressed with Ant, my favorite player to watch. Just grown so much since he came into the league at 22. Just his love for the game just shines bright, and that's something that's probably, that's one of the reasons why I like him the most, because he just loves basketball. He's grateful to be in this position. He's taking advantage of every opportunity he's gotten. Love everything about Ant, everything. And be watching him going forward, and you know he's going to go out there and play extremely hard every single night, but was really impressed with him. And it's going to be somebody I'm following for the rest of his career.
Durant's not retiring, is he? It almost sounded like. And before I go, I'd like to mention some of the younger guys and Anthony Edwards. Edwards has got charisma. He's got riz, as the kids like to say. And he rises to the moment, literally. He does. You know, you're putting up 40, you're closing out the Phoenix Suns, and he is yapping with Kevin Durant. I loved it. Yeah. I thought, I didn't know, like, I'm not a Rudy Gobert fan, but Rudy can play, and really, you know, there are moments when Rudy Gobert can shine. I get that. Karl Anthony Towns, you know, they do have a pretty good team. It's not just Anthony Edwards. And, I mean, that's a team that can play, you know, win the Western Conference this year. Yeah, Marv.
It's crazy. An NBA team with patience.
Yeah.
Who knew?
Well, here is Anthony Edwards on playing against the Phoenix Suns.
Kevin Durant, for sure. It's my favorite player of all time. Like I said last time, it's the best feeling in the world, man, to, you know, send him home or out, whatever you want to call it. I don't even think I outplayed him. He played great throughout the whole series. But, you know, my team outplayed his. And, you know, to come out victorious is the best feeling ever to beat him because he's my favorite player of all time.
All right. All right. Verbal bouquets being tossed out there in the Phoenix Suns-Minnesota Timberwolves series. It's good. It's fun. But you can get this feel of, you know, you got Wembanyama, you got Anthony Edwards. Like, you know, John Morant's not old. Like, you have a lot of younger players. And then you start to look at, you know, how long is Steph going to play? And Clay, and Draymond, KD. You know, certain players where you go, okay, their window of opportunity. Is KD on another team before he ends his career? I would say probably so. Steph is going to stay in Golden State. Clay might be on another team. And you start to look around and you go, you know, how long can these guys be at least where we thought they were? You know, with Joel Embiid, man, does he feel old? And I know he's playing on one leg, but if, and I said this earlier in the year, at what point does, or maybe it was last year at the end of the season, at what point does Joel Embiid say, I don't want to be here? Or did the Sixers say, you know what? Maybe the process didn't work out. Maybe we send you elsewhere. I mean, they've had a lot of players there. They had Jimmy Butler there for a while. I like Maxey. They had Harden. I mean, they've tried it, and they've tried reincarnations here. But, man, give credit to the Knicks fans. They traveled over the weekend because I had to look at the logo at midcourt because I thought, oh, my God, wait, is this – oh, this is in Philadelphia? Wow. Here is Joel Embiid talking about the crowd.
Disappointing. You know, I love our fans. Think it's unfortunate. And I'm not calling them out, but it is disappointing. Obviously, you got a lot of Knicks fans, and they're down the road and never seen it. And I've been here for 10 years. Yeah, it kind of pisses me off, especially because Philly is considered a sports town. So, you know, they've always shown up, and I don't think that should happen.
Yeah, I love my fans, but they wanted to make some money and sold their tickets. That was like a Knicks home game, and Jalen Brunson went off. Anytime Bernard King or Carmelo Anthony gets mentioned in a stat with you, you're doing okay, scoring-wise. It's like, I need this to move past Bernard King. Ooh, okay. But give credit to the Knicks. They took it to the Sixers, and if this doesn't end well, and it probably won't, you start to wonder, okay, would they think of doing something? Would Embiid think of doing something? Because that's always the tricky part. Does the team or does the star initiate something like this? And then the Clippers, I'm watching the Clippers, and I'm going, they're up by 31. And I'm going, and no Kawhi. And I just kept thinking, how do the Mavs get down 31? As much as you want to give them credit for coming back from down 31, how did you get down 31 at home without Kawhi? Paul George played really well. Kyrie was wonderful. Luka said that he let down Kyrie. But that's one of those games where you go, huh? How did that happen? All right, so we'll settle on a poll question. Phone calls are always welcome, especially on Monday. Best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you liked, you didn't like. Take a break. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
It's the Book of Joe podcast. I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Yeah, well, there are no boundaries, right? Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The original light beer, 1975. Miller Lite.
Yeah, the original.
Yeah, 1975. Perfect companion for us grill masters across the United States. This past weekend, even Mother's Day, I'm treating myself while I'm treating my wife for Mother's Day. Out there cooking, and I've got my Miller Lite, my friend, right there with me. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality. It's, you can't debate it.
I would try it. I would
no, you can't. Taste as great as the barbecue you're making. The beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. It tastes like a beer. Less filling. Only 96 calories. With a Miller Lite in hand, grilling doesn't just taste great. It tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells great beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
877-3DP-SHOW. Get to your phone calls. Best and worst of the weekend. Anthony Edwards had 31 of his 40 in the second half as the Timberwolves completed their sweep of the Suns. And he's the second player in NBA history to finish off a series sweep with at least 40, 5, and 5. The other player was Michael Jordan.
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
It feels like this time of the year when you have a stat of the day or stats that have to do with basketball, it's like, and the other person to do it, Michael Jordan. It's like Babe Ruth, you know, when it gets to World Series playoff time, and the other person to do it, Babe Ruth, or hockey postseason, and the other person who did it 8 times, Wayne Gretzky. Jalen Brunson goes for 47, and the Knicks up 3-1. A chance to clinch that. You imagine what that crowd's going to be like. They go home. Whew. Now you have reason to celebrate. Indiana took a 3-1 lead on the Bucks, and Pacers had 43 three-point attempts. They made 22. And usually when that happens, you're going to win those games. It also helps that there's no Giannis. Dame is banged up as well. You're probably still puzzled by the Atlanta Falcons. I am. But here's a take you probably haven't heard. You know who should be upset more than Kirk Cousins, and that's Michael Penix Jr. Because if I'm Michael Penix Jr., and I've been told, and my source said he's the most pro-ready quarterback, he's got to wait 3 years. If all goes well with Kirk Cousins, because it's not like you go, hey, Kirk, not working, we still have to pay you $100 million. So the philosophy there of we had to get him and we're building on the future. Okay. I get it when you draft somebody and you have them sit. Or, hey, we got our insurance policy right away. I like the Jalen Hurts draft pick because it was a second round draft pick. Jordan Love, I wouldn't have taken him, but it has worked out because I would have still tried to reload one more time with Aaron Rodgers. There are quarterbacks that are taken. They sit. Then they benefit. I get all of that. It still just doesn't make any sense. If you're all in this year, then be all in. Like Roma Dunze, who goes to the Bears, the next pick, you could have taken him. Can you have enough explosive players? Wide receiver? I mean, if you're not going to take an edge rusher, and they should have traded down to take an edge rusher and maybe gotten a little bit more, but this is a division you're supposed to win. It's not just winning the division that's the goal. It's how far do you want to go in the postseason? But if I'm Michael Penix Jr., I've been told I'm ready to play. All these other quarterbacks are going to play before me. If he goes to the Raiders, he's probably starting. Raiders were trying to trade up. A couple of teams were trying. Seattle was reportedly trying to trade up. Now, he wasn't going to start right away there, but that might be 1 year, and then he's ready to go. And he stays in Washington. But Atlanta, I just wouldn't have brought in Kirk Cousins. If this is your philosophy and you say, we got our guy. We got our guy. Nobody's going to be trading up and get in front of us for Michael Penix. If he's ready to play, which at age 24, he's ready to play, I've been told. Why am I going to bring in Kirk Cousins? At what point did you fall in love with Michael Penix Jr.? At what point did you fall in love with Kirk Cousins? And if you're building for the future, I don't bring in Kirk Cousins now. I want the rookie contract. It just, and look, he could turn out to be, you know, Kenny Stabler. But I got to wait 3 years for this. Because if I'm rooting for something to happen, I want Kirk Cousins to play well because I'm paying him a guaranteed $100 million. I wouldn't brought in a guy coming off Achilles surgery. It just doesn't make any sense. Now, I know that there have been analysts who said, yeah, makes sense. Got to get this guy. He's the future. Okay, the future is now in the NFL. Just ask the Buffalo Bills. Wait, what happened here? We might be saying the same thing about the Bengals. Hey, wait a minute, what happened? We might say the same thing about the Cowboys. It's, what are you doing right now? Kansas City didn't go, you know what? We need to draft somebody down the road. Travis Kelce plays one more year, perhaps. They went out and got a tight end. I get that. They got the fastest guy in the draft who helps them right now. Patrick Mahomes doesn't go, you know what? Why don't we get some guys for down the road? It's about now. If you can win now, if you're that close, that's what I would do. And I don't think Atlanta did that. We've seen these teams take advantage of a subpar division, and then all of a sudden you can go far in the playoffs, maybe get a win or two. And it's a winnable division. That's what I didn't understand. Trade down, get a defensive player or two. You know, this is a team that John Abraham's probably the last guy who was a great sack guy for the Falcons. They don't put any pressure on the quarterback. Now, they do have weapons, and I do think they're one of those, oh, wow, that team is coming. Like, I felt the Lions, I was a year early on the Lions, but I thought, okay, they're coming. The Falcons feel like that. But, you know, you missed the playoffs by a couple of games last year in Atlanta. You're always picking eighth. What is this, the fourth consecutive year you've picked eighth? Didn't understand the logic. Yes, Paulie.
And Dan, the NFC South does not have a superstar quarterback you have to get past. Baker Mayfield, Derek Carr, and Bryce Young. That, like you said, it's more than winnable. With Kirk Cousins, if Kirk Cousins plays average, he's the best quarterback in the division. Average for him.
Yeah. Yes, Marv.
In order for the Falcons GM to keep his job, do they have to win the division either this year or next year? Like, to keep his job.
Oh, I don't know what Arthur Blank would do. I don't know if... I mean, they just brought in Raheem Morris. I don't know if they go, man, you better win it this year.
Well, the fact that they
had... Wait, you're telling everybody you got to be patient with Michael Penix. I don't know if management can go, hey, we're not going to be patient. We're going to fire you.
I think the fact that they had to explain to Arthur Blank what they were doing, like, all right, I mean, I guess, but this better work.
Oh, that would have been my reaction. Although, if I'd have been an owner, I'd have been like, wait a minute. Weren't you guys in love with Kirk Cousins? Weren't you the same guys who said, hey, after dinner, man, we got to go get him. What a great guy. Team guy. I get it. Because that would have been my first question. Wait, you guys are the same guys who co-signed on Kirk Cousins coming in here? Yes, Todd.
And I found what Russ Tucker told us Friday very interesting about it. It was a selfish move, and they were doing that to buy themselves a couple extra years to see how things go with Cousins, and they still have Penix in their back pocket so they could all keep their jobs a few more years.
I like Penix. I do. I like him. I wouldn't have taken him. It's not the player, it's the decision. And if somebody wanted to come up and get him, and you could have traded back a little bit and made your team fuller, I would have done that. If you think you're ready to win now, which I think they are. In that division, you should be. And you spent all that money on Kirk Cousins. That tells me you're ready to win. I mean, you could have brought in Joe Flacco if you wanted to for another year. Yeah, Paul.
You're right about Penix. And in the moment, I wonder if he thought about Kirk Cousins. I know you're so excited to be drafted. All the family's around you. You're becoming a millionaire. But I wonder if like 3 minutes later after he sits with his agent, he goes, you know, I might have to sit for 2 years if all goes well. There's nothing you could do. You can't complain. You can't voice your opinion.
Yeah, he can't go, you know what? I don't want to go to Atlanta.
Right. Everybody wants to play. I'm sure, like when Phil Rivers was taken by the Chargers, I think he sat for two entire seasons. And he was a pretty high draft pick. And he was a grown man. He was 22 years old. He sat for 2 years. I'm sure he hated it. It was great for his career, but in the moment, you must hate it.
Yeah, I don't get the philosophy or logic there. Joe in Orlando. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind?
Good morning, fellas. This past weekend, everything just settled down, and I was able to kind of sit down and think. I can't help but see the kind of similarities with what Atlanta did, the same thing that the Chiefs did when they replaced Alex Smith. To me, I think Kurt makes them competitive, but you got to be Kurt, you know how he is on big time games.
Oh, I get it, Joe. I wouldn't have brought Kirk in. But keep in mind with the Chiefs, Alex Smith had taken them as far as he was going to take them. And he had 1 year left on his contract. Mahomes came in and got to sit for a year. I think they were 12-4 with Alex Smith. But it was 1 year that he had left. And they saw something in Mahomes and they were like, we got to go get him. They went up and they got him. And he was going to play right away. Michael Penix, they're saying 3 or 4 years. They said the quiet stuff out loud. I don't want to hear that if I'm a Falcon fan. Like, man, do you see Penix in warm-ups? Yep, yep. Well, got to wait a couple of years. Yeah, Seton.
They have him waiting longer than most careers take. If you're a running back, you're like, man, if I could get 3 good years, that would be amazing. This dude's going to sit on the bench watching.
And I know Kirk Cousins will do all the right things. He'll say all the right things. Yeah. But still, and he does get paid. I'm like, there's no sympathy being doled out here. I just felt bad for Michael Penix. It's like when Kirk Cousins got drafted by Washington. He was in the fourth round, and they just drafted RG3. And I went, oh, man, Cousins isn't going to play. And he waited a little while, got his chance, and, you know, here he is. Now he watches them. But he was a fourth-round draft pick. Michael Penix was the eighth pick overall. Yes, Mark.
And think about that first bad game that Kirk Cousins has.
Oh,
and they're going to panic, panic. And Arthur Blank is like, guys, I'm paying him $100 million, and we have the eighth pick in the draft. It's not like it's not Kirk Cousins in Washington because he was a fourth-round pick. This is the eighth pick in the draft. And we wasted it, not wasted it, but the quarterback isn't going to be ready for another 3 years, possibly.
If Kirk Cousins was on the last year of his deal, then this would have been great. Then I would have been, all right, he gets sit a year, he's ready to go, be 25 years of age. Okay, I like this. You know, we got a young team. My quarterback is young. The star players, my skill position players, still don't have a pass rusher, but I would have liked that philosophy. I just don't like the down-the-road philosophy in the NFL because it's about now. Your window of opportunity is open for, you know, a finite amount of time, and then it closes, and then you have to redo this again. Those teams that, oh, and then they just fall off. It's really hard to sustain greatness in the NFL. But Kansas City has done it. Kansas City went from being an offensive dynamo to a defensive-minded team. That takes a whole lot of talent with your GM and your head coach. I mean, the Niners did well. You know, given what happened with Trey Lance, they survived that. And the reason is they have a really full roster. They made the trade for McCaffrey. They, you know, Ayuk, Debo, George Kittle in there. You know, they've had interchangeable offensive linemen, the defensive linemen, and they're still the formidable team in the NFC right now. Yeah, Seton.
Yeah, you don't typically survive that type of trade where you give up a ton for a guy that then you almost never play. You know who's sort of in that? Well, they're not in that position exactly, but the Vikings, they gave up a lot, it feels like, on essentially for two players.
Yes.
They don't have a lot to pick from next year. They have a first and then I think like a fifth or something like that.
Yeah. I got the odds to win the Offensive Rookie of the Year. We'll take a break. I'll have that for you coming up because J.J. McCarthy does fit in prominently. Take a break. Got our Play of the Day up next. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Want to thank our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America has everything you need. A premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL and NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. If you're looking for rookie sensations, they've got that. How about timeless legends? They've got that. Panini America also breaking new ground on NIL, featuring the biggest names. Caitlin Clark's in there, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and so many more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. Some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands. They got Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And you got Panini Instant Cards celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instance. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
Oh, my God.
The play, the play of the day.
Oh, my God.
Check this out.
James left the logo. Pounding the leather with a left hand. Switched on by Washington. Dribbles down the right alley. The lefty floater. The foul. Got it. Hacked to the act. The hoop and the horn. Corded. Being the hero for the Clippers.
Wow. Somebody grew up watching SportsCenter. Hoop and the horn. AM 570 LA Sports Clippers Radio Network. Mavericks came all the way back from 31 down to take the lead with a little more than 2 minutes to go. James Harden, Paul George combined to outscore Dallas 12-6 the rest of the way. Play of the day. Play of the day brought to you by, well, home security. The best home security. Simply Safe Home Security. The only home security system that I recommend. Get 20% off any new Simply Safe system. When you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring, just visit SimplySafeDan.com. There's no safe like Simply Safe. By the way, the Cowboys, of course, are all in. And nothing says we're all in more than bringing back Zeke Elliott. Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. Who's with me? How about the Cowboys?
No.
Brought back Zeke Elliott. All right. Now, I think the Cowboys did pretty well in the draft. It's just they don't have a consistent every down running back. Maybe you don't need that. But it feels like they're just trying. They got some really high-priced items. And then you got a, it's like a dollar store, but then you got Tiffany, you know, price tags here on some of these guys. So you're trying to piece this roster together with some pretty big, big salaries there. All right. Some phone calls. Early poll results, if you can. Then I'll give you the offensive rookie of the year odds, according to DraftKings.
Early poll results, Dan. We've got team in the worst shape going forward. Suns, Sixers, Lakers, Warriors. Right now, the Suns, 39%, followed closely by the Lakers. Sixers are in last place. We also put up there, who should be more upset today, Kirk Cousins or Michael Penix Jr.? 60% of the audience have Cousins.
All right, all right. I just thought I was giving you a different perspective on that. If I'm Michael Penix Jr., much as I'd probably like to be in Atlanta, I don't want to be waiting in Atlanta for 3 years. I'd rather be in Las Vegas if I'm Michael Penix Jr. or sit a year in Seattle. All right, odds to win the Offensive Rookie of the Year. Number one is obvious, Caleb Williams. Number two, Marvin?
Marvin Harrison.
Bloop.
It's unfair. Marvin got to go with that.
Number three, Paulie?
Roma Dunze.
Todd?
J.J. McCarthy.
Seton?
Man, I don't even remember who else there is. Another quarterback?
Jaden Daniels? You're right.
Jaden Daniels. Oh, yeah. That's the guy I was searching for.
Jaden Daniels?
I know there were more offensive players selected than just those guys.
Odds to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. Fourth best odds? J.J. McCarthy. Followed by Malik Nabers. Odds to win the Defensive Rookie of the Year. There weren't a lot of defensive players taken. If you... Paulie?
Dallas Turner?
Dallas Turner!
Nailed it!
Dallas Turner is your fave. So Minnesota has the odds on favorite for Defensive Rookie of the Year and fourth best odds for Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Also, I have the odds number one overall pick next year, according to DraftKings. It's never too early to start talking about next year's mock draft. Marvin?
I got to find out who's still in college football.
No, come on. Come on. Right away.
Is it going to be so easy I'm going to kick myself?
Yes. Or somebody else will kick you. Oh, I can't.
Somebody's got to kick
me. I can't. Shador Sanders.
No, I wouldn't have gotten that.
Okay. Number two. Oh, there's a tie. Second best odds for being the number one pick overall. I think one of these guys just got like a Lamborghini sponsorship. That's not Shador Sanders. I think... Is he driving a Rolls Royce? Has he got a Maybach, I think? So the next two quarterbacks, the same odds. Paulie?
There's a lot of Carson Beck of Georgia love lately, but I don't think he's that high.
Paulie, just come up with the answer.
Carson Beck.
Carson Beck is right. Quinn Ewers.
Nailed it.
Quinn Ewers.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Who else is in there? Penn State's quarterback? Is that Drew Allar?
Sean Clifford still there?
No, he's not.
8 years.
Jalen Milroe.
What's with the Jackson Dart disrespect?
Jackson Dart is in here.
Ah, let's go.
Jackson Dart has the sixth best odds.
Best quarterback name, though, in the draft.
Jackson Dart.
For sure.
Man, he threw a dart.
Yeah.
So that's according to DraftKings. Let me see. How about Brandon in Virginia? Hi, Brandon. What's on your mind today?
Good day, Dan Patrick and Danette.
Hey, bud.
I have a best and worst of the weekend and wanted to get your opinion on rookie wide receivers. Best of the weekend, as you guys know, I'm probably the only Cardinals fan that calls in. We got Marvin Harrison. Let's go. Also, I've got two little girls. We did a gender reveal Friday night and found out I'm having my first baby boy.
All righty.
Really excited
about that for Brandon.
Thank you, guys.
What kind of gender reveal did you do?
We had my oldest daughter, who is three, bring us flowers the color of the sex of the baby, so blue flowers.
Okay. All right. Wait, you're going to have three under the age of four?
Yes.
Oh, boy. Let me know when you get to four under the age of seven. If you're crazy enough to do that, you let me know, Brandon.
Thank you. I don't think we're planning on that. If I could ask a quick question for you, Mr. Patrick.
Yep.
Obviously, there's big hype from Marvin Harrison Jr. He's got the pedigree. But from your years of covering the sport, what seems to be the biggest challenge for star wide receivers in college to transition to the NFL and have success?
Well, I think they're so gifted, some of these athletes, and defenses aren't as intricate. And it feels like all I know is, and I brought this up many times, when I went to see Michigan play Ohio State a couple of years ago, I was shocked at how open Ohio State's wide receivers were. And this against Michigan. Now, they did put up, 60 points on them. But you're going, it shouldn't be that easy. In the NFL, it's not. But you do have these receivers, and everything is, can I manhandle? Can I maul them? Can I grab them? Like, you can, but it doesn't feel like that's the philosophy that you're allowed to follow. Seattle did that with the Legion of Boom. And I would have my defensive backs hold as often as possible, because after a while, the NFL is going to go, we don't want to keep throwing flags here. But, Seattle did that and rode that to a Super Bowl, a couple of Super Bowls. Marvin Harrison is wonderful. I like Malik Nabers because every time he got the ball, that's when the fun started. Marvin Harrison is wonderful. Malik Nabers was just, I watched and I went, wow, it's just something different. You got a couple of receivers. There were a lot of receivers taken. A lot. And Buffalo got, a really good one. It was at Keon Coleman. And I don't know if he's dynamic, but he might fit with what Buffalo is trying to do. He's a big, he's like a basketball player out there. And he might have had the best catch of the year. He had a one-handed stab, and I went, whoa.
It was almost no-handed.
Yeah.
So good.
All right, hour two on the way. Our good buddy Rick Neuheisel, former college coach, get his thoughts on some of the good and the bad with the NFL draft. His thoughts on what the Falcons did. More of your phone calls as well. Best and worst of the weekend. 877-3DP show. Operator Tyler sitting by to take your phone calls. 1 hour in the books, two to go on this Monday. Dan Patrick Show.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Unlock your engine's full potential with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline, removing up to 100% of performance-robbing deposits with continuous use in gasoline direct injection engine fuel injectors. Rejuvenate your engine's performance and discover unbound capabilities. Fuel up at Shell today and download the Shell app for added benefits. Plus, with the Fuel Rewards app, start saving on every fill-up. As a Platinum member, enjoy 10 cents off per gallon daily. Just 6 fill-ups with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus can elevate you to a Platinum status. Fuel up at Shell and unleash your engine's true power with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa.
And,
hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.